Well, we're in the second letter of John, and it's a personal letter, and he writes it to a lady, but he doesn't say her name. Who is this lady? And there's lots of theories about it, but we're going to read the letter and we'll talk about it. The elder to the chosen lady and her children, whom I love in truth, and not I only, but also all those who know the truth, for the truth's sake, which remains in us, and it will be there forever. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with us from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I rejoice greatly that I have found some of your children walking in truth, even as we have been commanded by the Father. Now I beg you, dear lady, not as though I wrote to you a new commandment, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. This is love, that we should walk according to his commandments. And this is the commandment, even as you have heard from the beginning, that you should walk in it. For many deceivers have gone out into the world, those who don't confess that Jesus Christ came in the flesh. This is the deceiver and the antichrist. Watch yourselves, that we don't lose the things which we have accomplished, but that we receive a full reward. Whoever transgresses and doesn't remain in the teaching of Christ doesn't have God. He who remains in the teaching has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and doesn't bring this teaching, don't receive him into your house and don't welcome him, for he who welcomes him participates in his evil deeds. Having many things to write to you, I don't want to do so with paper and ink, but I hope to come to you and speak face to face, that our joy be made full. The children of your chosen sister greet you. Amen. All right. Have you ever had to say something to your children like, I remember saying to my children this one time, you know, that is a mousetrap. Do not touch it. I remember setting a mousetrap, you know, and putting it down the side of the fridge. Peanut butter on top. Mice love peanut butter. Cheese didn't work because cheese keeps falling off. You know, you try to slide the cheese on that little metal bit, it never stays on. But peanut butter stays on. In fact, it's sticky and the mice have to lick it off. And when they're licking it, bang. Well, you know, sliding the mousetrap in, the children get so interested. They want to see what's happening, and you have to threaten them. Do not touch the mousetrap. You know, do you want your fingers to be snapped off? Do you want to lose a finger? You make it sound really threatening so that the children take it seriously. Well, we've got a letter like that here. You might not have thought so, but we have a threatening letter to the chosen lady. First of all, who's the lady? John writes, the elder, that's him, to the chosen lady and her children. Doesn't say who this lady is. Now, here's some theories. Christians have thought about it. Here are the theories. First of all, it's code for the church. You know, the body of Christ is often a woman, and, you know, maybe it's the chosen lady is the church. That's one thought. Some people thought it was just an actual lady that doesn't get named, but she knew who she was and he knew who he was. That could be that. Some people think it was an actual person called Lady. That's a funny idea. I have a dog called Lady. And but it's interesting because I looked it up in Greek. When I read this theory, I had to look it up. It's Kyria. In the Greek word is Kyria, K-Y-R-I-A. Sometimes if you've ever been to a traditional church service, you might have sung a few lines in Greek and you would have called the Lord. You know how sometimes in a traditional service, there'll be a recitation that'll say, Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy. You might have heard those lines in like a traditional liturgical service. Sometimes they say it in Greek and they will say, Kyrie. Kyrie is Lord. And so in Greek, Kyrie is Lord. And Kyria is lady. But sometimes actual people were called Kyria as well. So that's a theory. This is written to a lady called Kyria, or a lady called Lady. Now, before you think that sounds completely ridiculous, I actually had one of my daughter had a friend at school called Kiri. So she was actually called Lady in Greek right here in Rockhampton. So there you go. So that's the third theory. And there's even a theory that it was Mary, Jesus' mother. Now, I don't think that can be true at all. Some people think that because, you know, Mary is like the chosen lady, like she's the special one. And, you know, when Jesus was dying on the cross and Mary was there and Jesus looked down and John was there and Jesus said to John, John, behold your mother, mother, behold your son. So some people think that this is a specific letter written to Jesus's mum, Mary. In which case, why didn't he write and say to my precious mother? Or why didn't he just call her by her name? I don't know. That's a theory. I don't think that's a pretty good one, a good one, because this letter is written in the 60s. And by this point, Mary would have had to have been kind of old. Like if she was alive, she would have had to have been like 78 or 80 maybe. Not sure, but just guessing. So it's possible, but kind of unlikely. Most people didn't live that long in ancient times. So I tend to think it's just written to a lady that John knows who she is, but she's unknown, and she has with her children. And I think by that, she must have like a house church or something, and she's got believers with her. So that's kind of what I think. So John's writing a little short letter. It's to maybe a lady and some young believers, and they have like a little church or a house church or something, and he's warning them. Now you might say, this doesn't seem like a warning. Oh, it sure does. He says this, verse 7, many deceivers have gone out into the world who don't confess that Jesus Christ came in the flesh. This is the deceiver and the Antichrist. So it's the spirit of the Antichrist. And there was this thing going on at the time when Judaism had split. And there were a lot of Jews that did not believe that Jesus had come in the flesh. Or another way of saying it is they didn't believe the Messiah had come yet. He was a person. And so they were persecuting those. And John writes to this lady. He gives her the greeting, grace to you, peace to you, all the nice things. You know, I'm reminding her to love, to be full of love like God requires. And then the warning, there's deceivers in the world. They're denying that Jesus is the Christ. That is the Antichrist spirit. He says, watch yourselves that you don't lose what we have accomplished. You know, this we've established this these facts about the Lord, about Jesus. He says, if you go back, if you reverse from that, you won't remain in Christ. But he says, he who remains has both the Father and the Son. It's not just enough to have God. You need to have God and Jesus too. And then here's the warning in specific. John says to the lady, if anyone comes to you, if you have any traveling visitor, any speaker, anyone trying to join your church, if they come to you and they don't believe in God and Jesus, don't receive them. Have nothing to do with them. He says here in verse 10, don't welcome them, because if you do, you'll participate in their evil deeds. What were their evil deeds? Persecuting Christians. You don't want to participate in those evil deeds. Don't welcome them. So that's it. That's the warning. Be careful. There are people teaching false things about Jesus, have nothing to do with them. And then he says a curious thing. He says, having many things, there's many things he wants to write, but I'm not going to do it on paper and ink. I'm going to come and see you face to face. I remember my father, John Alley, saying, oh, I wish I knew all those things that he didn't say. Well, I guess we'll just have to wait until we get to heaven. Thank you, Lord, for this chapter. Thank you, Lord, this letter of Paul to this lady. John to this lady. Thank you for it, Lord. And I pray that we would be as clear about Jesus as they were back then. Amen.